You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I am Allison Futter from MLB.com, here with my friend Corey Brock to talk about what is happening with the Padres lately. And Corey, I want to start on a positive note. Tell me about Colin Rhea. And if I said the last name wrong, please correct me. But this is encouraging, right? He had sort of a debut to remember.
Yeah, it's Colin Ray, actually. But
Ray, thank you.
Yeah, pretty cool story. I mean, this is it. He's 25 years old. You know, he's been in their system for a couple years, and a guy that's taken a big step forward. He's pitched in the Futures game last month in Cincinnati, and he's sort of been that next guy that they were going to be turning to if they needed another starting pitcher. And, yeah, they called him up, and he made his major league debut. And I think kind of, you know, these are always kind of fun stories regardless, Allison. I think you'll agree. And, you know, I think everyone kind of gets excited, the coaching staff, the organization, and certainly teammates and all that. But kind of the caveat with Colin's story is he had over 75 people from this little town in Iowa, Cascade, Iowa, who made the trip out here for his major league debut. And I got a chance to go down and meet a few of them. They've been following me on Twitter for a while. So, you know, kind of to put a name with a face. And, you know, we're talking not just parents and siblings, but extended family and friends that came all the way out here for this. I'm not sure I've seen anything like it. They had their own section, basically, they took over at the stadium. And, you know, what a fun night. You know, he got his first major league win. He even got a hit in his first at-bat. So, you know, in a season that's mostly been devoid of highlights, this is certainly one of them.
Yeah, it's when you go through a season and you're a reporter and you're there basically every day, more or less, from the first day of spring training, you know, it's just human nature. Things can get kind of robotic. I mean, you tend to have to block out a lot of things just to be able to get through the grind on a daily basis. And every once in a while, you're reminded of a lot of the joy that goes along with this game. And certainly when you talk to parents and family members of a guy making his debut, I'm not sure there's anything that kind of brings you back down to earth like that, just like kind of being in that environment and just seeing such joy on these people's faces.
Yeah, and it's you're right. It's just like nothing you'd ever typically encounter. I mean, I think we could agree that most of these days at the ballpark, and it's a wonderful job, certainly, don't get me wrong, but they all kind of play out the same. You know, the formula for how we do this as reporters and even for players, it all kind of follows the same routine. You know, you get there early, put in your early work, whether you're writing or playing, and then the game sort of takes care of itself. But, yeah, this really sort of introduced a human element to it a little bit more, and just to see how important this was, not just to his family, but the enormity of the group, Allison, was just insane. They had a blast. He stayed out, and he kept us waiting in the clubhouse for a while, which was fine. And, you know, he said hello to all his well-wishers. And I'm not sure he got to everybody. But, yeah, this is you only get one chance to do this. And there is no guarantee of a second chance for any of these guys. You know, they always say the hardest thing isn't so much getting to the big leagues, but staying there. So, you know, I can't pretend to know what Colin Ray's career is going to be like. But, you know, for one night, for a few moments there, you know, it was the biggest thing going. And I'm not sure anyone was back in Cascade, Iowa. I always kind of wonder what happens when these big groups leave town and someone turns off the light on the way out of town. But, it was just a lot of fun.
That's awesome. You know, these small towns, it's hilarious that, you know, sometimes they're really locked into what's going on. Other times, not so much. I remember in 2005, Roy Oswalt, who was at the prime of his career, he was the MVP of the NLCS because he pitched this amazing game to clinch the pennant for the Astros. And he's from a town of 500 people. And that winter, somebody said to somebody in that town, said to somebody else, whatever happened to that Oswalt kid? He was a real good athlete in high school. It's like, wow, okay. So we haven't really kept up on what's going on there. That is very cool. They're kind of like the pride of the hometown, and it's really neat. I wanted to ask you about Bud Norris. So he gets released by the Orioles, And then he gets signed by the Padres, and I was kind of thinking that maybe it'd be like a minor league deal, but he just got thrust right onto the roster. So what are they looking at? I guess it's not really costing him anything. So is this kind of like an audition?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah, kind of a low-risk proposition for the Padres. You're only on the hook for never last, 8 weeks of his prorated salary. So, I guess they've been watching him, and certainly, he had a very, very good year with the Orioles last year. Struggled this year, opened in their rotation, struggled, got bronchitis and lost, a whole bunch of weight, and really had trouble turning the corner in terms of his health. So, he's better now. He pitched last night, and the stuff looked pretty good. And I know you've seen him before, Allison. This is a guy that had success at the major league level, and I think they look at it as, okay, we'll take a peek at this guy over the last 8 weeks of the year, and maybe this is an audition. Maybe this is another guy we want to take a look at in terms of for 2016. He made $8.8 million this year with the Orioles. The Padres certainly won't be interested in paying him that, but he had some depth. They put a reliever, Brandon Maurer, on their disabled list yesterday. You're going to shut him down for 2 weeks. So this gives them some depth. So we got to look for Bud Norris to pitch him out of the bullpen here for the time being.
And you never know. I mean, I guess maybe he could kind of be in more of a reliever role moving forward. I guess he would have to – I mean, that's a long way away, but just as far as, long term. But he would have to want that too. I guess he knew coming into this that he was going to be pitching out of the bullpen. There were no false pretenses about him being a rotation guy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. All the conversations they had with Bud Norris's agent was, he was going to pitch out of the bullpen. He hasn't started or thrown more than three innings since the end of June. So this is kind of the role they need him for now. It certainly wouldn't preclude him from starting in the future, especially if they do decide to work out a deal for him for 2016. But this just gives them a chance to, look at the arm, see how he's doing when he's healthy, and, give him a chance certainly to, get out of that rugged AL East with those small ballparks and get back in the National League, and where maybe he's got an opportunity to thrive again.
So that we're kind of looking more big picture-ish. And, of course, we have talked about this a great deal, so we're not going to belabor on anything specific. But, moving forward, AJ Preller has some decisions to make, and he sort of made a lot of them by being quiet at the trade deadline, as we've discussed. But there is, just some talk about kind of building on the rebuild. There was an article on MLB.com about, that all is not lost, and that they have a chance to sort of build around Shields, Kemp, and Kimbrell. Kemp is an interesting guy because it's not really fair to put everything on him. The fact that he's not really been performing well lately and the Padres haven't been performing well. But it is kind of alarming that he seems to be healthy and he's underperforming. How do you kind of view that? And how do you think that the organization sort of sees where he is right now?
Yeah, I think they were all kind of hoping for, that second half like he had last year with the Dodgers. I mean, that was part of the reason they went out and traded all those pieces for him in the first place was just how dynamic he was when he was healthy in the second half last year. And, by the end of the year, Allison, his numbers will be below what everyone sort of expected. But, as I look at the 11 home runs, 60 RBIs, over 20 doubles, hasn't been horrible, but he wasn't very good at a time when the Padres really needed to make a move there in the early part of the year when they weren't scoring runs. So, they're sort of stuck with this player. They're stuck with this contract, but I think there's still a belief that, as long as he can maintain good health, that he will be a productive player. Just to what level, I'm not sure. I don't think we're ever going to see the 2011 Matt Kemp, the guy that hit nearly 40 home runs. But, I seem to think there's probably a little bit better player than what we've seen so far this year. But, the contract is sort of daunting, but they understood that when they made this deal. So they're essentially stuck with him, and now the need for him to perform.
Exactly. Okay, Corey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Austin.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.